49. The Jonker Diamond.
Jacobus Jonker was a diamond prospector in South Africa. He never really had much luck, and the longer he prospected, the less he believed in ever making his fortune. Imagine his feelings then when he found one of the biggest diamonds in the world, right in his own backyard. There had been a heavy rainstorm, and the rains had washed away part of a hillside behind his house, and in the middle of the mud sat a huge diamond. Jonker sold the stone to a diamond dealer for a pretty penny, over $300,000. In New York, the diamond was resold, this time for almost $800,000. The true value of a diamond is never known until it has been cut. Once cut successfully, its value can increase 1,000 times. It's easy to understand why the owner of the Jonker diamond went to the best diamond cutter he knew. Kaplan, the cutter, studied the diamond for 12 whole months. When he felt he was ready to start work, he discovered a flaw. He had to begin his calculations all over again. Otherwise, he might have destroyed the stone. Kaplan continued to study the stone. 6 more months passed. Finally, Kaplan said to the owner, "I'm ready to start my work. There will be one exquisite diamond that will be comparable to any in the world, and 11 small diamonds of first-class quality." Kaplan waited a few more days until he felt he was in the best physical and mental condition possible. One mistake could lead to the total destruction of the stone. He picked up his tools and held his breath as he made his first blow. The diamond split exactly as he had promised.